lie. They lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly jointed together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And so, as I had mentioned, we were just talking about that unity, that one accord, and just even the way it describes it, fitly jointed together. And when I read it, I'm like, oh, that's our church. We're fitly jointed together the way that we work for the body of Christ. Amen. And it's just awesome to see that. So I wanted to just kind of go back and read that Psalms 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And when I had first read this, it was the first scripture that, the first verse that stood out to me. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And I thought it is so good. And as I continued to read, because of the first verse, I knew that it was so good. It was so good. And so, but when I started to read other parts, I didn't quite understand. And then on Monday when we were talking, something said, go back to that scripture that you saw very strong, that unity and togetherness, go back. And so I went back and I looked and I read it again. And the first verse, I was like, yes. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go ask because I need to know just how good it starts and how good is the middle and how good is the end. And so I had to nudge Brother Andre and ask him. And so once again, it's just another sign to me of like that unity. How awesome is it that I get to go and I have a question, but I know who to go to. It was just something I wanted to share with all of you. So, thank you.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Wow, that was awesome. Praise God. Wouldn't we have an awesome word today? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I just want to share, how awesome that message was today, but, you know, and how would we, you know if we weren't here in church? I mean, how would we know? And we wouldn't know, and that's why we, just I agree with you, that scripture is awesome, because just to be able to come in unity of the faith with the saints and to hear the word of God and to have questions and get answers, amen? To get those answers that we need, those real answers, not fluff, we get the real answers, amen, amen. And real quickly, in Psalms 29, praise God, it says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. This is us crying out, giving to him, amen. Give unto the Lord glory, do his name, praise God, in the name of Jesus, amen. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in his majesty. Here's his response. we had to cry out with our voice. In Scripture 142, it says, all right, in my voice, amen, I cry out in my voice. The voice of the Lord. A voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. So when you're crying out with honesty and truth out of your depths of your soul, because you're in this low position and you just want the Lord's strength, his voice is moving many waters. His voice is always working. His voice is powerful. Amen. His voice is majesty. It's full of majesty. Praise God. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. So the wilderness is shaking wherever you're at. When you're crying out, God is moving. Amen. God is on the move. Amen. Praise God. Everything is already happening when you're crying out. Everything is already shifting when you're crying out. Praise God. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doeth everyone speak of his glory. Are we speaking of his glory? Amen. We're speaking of his glory. Because he moved those mountains that we, when we cried out, he moved those mountains. He's changed those things in our lives. Amen. Praise God. That we're able to cry out. Amen. Praise God. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. Amen. Praise God. When you cry it out, what is it? 142. That's Psalm 142. What does it say? What does he give you? He gives you the power. He says, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry. But it says right there, and it says, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. I looked up that word bountifully, and it says marked by or producing abundance. Yes. Praise God. So that means when he deals bountifully with us, we're marked. We're marked to produce, to have abundance. Amen. We're marked. Praise God. It says marked by or producing abundance or giving generously. Praise God. That's awesome. So he gives, praise God. He gives us power over all the powers of the enemy. Amen. And he deals bountifully. So that means that we have abundance that we're marked to give back. Amen. We're marked to give back. He gives us abundance. Praise God. Abundance of joy. Abundance of peace. Abundance of love for him. Amen. That's all. Praise God. That's awesome. Praise God. And it says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Praise God. And Christ is the Prince of Peace. Amen. And he gives us this peace. Hallelujah. When we cry out, his voice responds. And that's all. Everything moves. Everything shakes. Our lives change. Amen. We love him more. Amen. Praise God. We give him more. Amen. His voice is powerful to move those mountains. So when we're asleep and we cry out, we fall asleep. Lord, God's, his voice is already working. Amen. You wake up and you just feel good. Amen. You feel refreshed. Amen. You feel like I've sat and have spent my time with God. I want to spend more time with God. Amen. Praise God. And we take and just hearing that voice, his voice is, it's his love for us. Amen. It's his love for us. And then just back in Psalms 28, it says, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Praise God. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Praise God. So that means that's where that honesty comes. When you're crying out, that truth. Amen. We have to worship in truth. Amen. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked, with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief in their hearts. So there it is. There's the honesty. What's in your heart when we're crying out? Amen. Is it mischief? Is it just something that I want? Or is it I just want to get this for the time being? Thank you, Lord, and then I'm out. Can't be that way. Can't be that way. It's a lifestyle that we live, and it has to be our whole heart. It has to be our whole heart. Praise God. It says, give them according to their deeds and according to their wickedness and their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render them to them the desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Are we regarding his works? We regard his works. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted. My heart trusted in him. When you cried out, my heart trusted in him. Praise God. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoice. My heart greatly rejoice. Praise God. That means it. Hallelujah. And with my song will I praise him. Praise God. So there's something that's happening when you know God is on your side. Your heart is rejoicing even more than what you may, our flesh may not, but our heart's already leaping and praising because we have to follow it. We have to follow it. Amen. My heart greatly rejoiced. And with my song, whatever your song is it your cheers? Is it your clapping hands? Is it your dancing? Is it your praying? That's your song. That's our song to God. Amen. As long as it's to God, that's our song. Amen. If I'm doing my work, if my work is for him, and I'm singing praises and hymns, or I'm just praying as I'm working, that's my song. That is my song. Amen. That's my song, will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them. We're being fed. Amen. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Praise God. So we are in good company. We are in very good company. Amen. Praise God. We are in very good company because the saints have already been there. They've done it. And they've been lifted up forever. Amen. And they're cheering us on to do the same. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So I'm just encouraged. So praise the Lord. Awesome. Awesome.
Wait someone to tell you that's wrong, but you know yourself. I'm talking about us here because we were being taught the word of God, and you know yourself that God don't like that. Amen. That's not God thing. That's not a child of God will do. Amen. But if you have that, God will hide you. Amen. He will protect you because you are his own. Hallelujah. You are his own. Why? Because he redeemed us. He died. He gave his only begotten son for us. Amen. He was persecuted for us. That's why he said, one thing I have desire to seek after. Amen. To seek after that I might dwell in the house of the Lord. So those children of God will not be lasting of that world. Amen. Your heart's desires is what God wants. Amen. So even that temptation come upon you, it's not gonna hurt you. It's not gonna bother you because your desire is the things of God. So nothing move you. Nothing move you. Hallelujah. There's nothing that Satan can offer you because you know that God has redeemed you from that darkness. Yes. Amen. You have victory over that anymore. That's no longer your weakness, but you have victory over that. Amen. That's a child of God that know what God wants, you know, that you walk in the path of God. Amen. So there's just nothing. Like, it doesn't bother you. It's like, oh, okay. And you don't, you know, when you see your family, your relatives doing something, you don't, like, you put yourself that you're righteous, but you feel for them, but you're not going to join them. Amen. I love you, sister. I love you, brother. I love you, mom. But I'm not going to join you because I know I have been redeemed. I have been redeemed. I will help you for something, but I will not help you that I will sin and join you with that. I love you. I show the love, but I'm not going to stay right there with you because I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that God died for me. I know when he said, come out of them, my people. I know where God had resurrected me from that darkness. I'm not going to go back. Amen. I know so much. But he said, I know so much to go to hell. Yes. Praise God. So those are the things that you have to come against the devil. When the devil talk to your mind and tell you and try to trick you, I said, devil, I know so much. I have received so much in the word of God. I might not quote the scripture like it is, but you know what? I know that I've been redeemed. Yeah. Amen. I know that I'm not supposed to be walking on that path. I know what is the path of righteousness. Then you rebuke, get out of here, Satan. Amen. You rebuke Satan. And before you know it, it doesn't bother you. Yes, we're still living in this world, but we don't live like the world. Amen. We live like the world that God has redeemed. Hallelujah. What world are you living now? The world that God redeemed. Amen. Where I'm telling you, praise God, I get so excited. But those are just common sense. You know, if you use your intellectual, the devil will intellect you. You know, just use your brain. But because it said, guard the loins of your mind. You know, the battle is in the mind. Amen? But when you start, if you know that you use your sword, amen? It's been sharpened and you've been speaking in tongues. You've been in praying. You know, you've been pouring out the right sword, you complain. You know, the only thing when you complain is in the face of God. That you know, so Lord, I am weak. I am nothing. Without you, I cannot do nothing. But because you are weak, you are strong. You are strong. So when you come before God yourself, you cry, you moan, you pour out everything in the Lord. But when it's time to fight the good fight of faith, you stand up like the soldier of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are not weakling. Hallelujah. God is strengthening you. Praise God, because you are representative of Christ. Hallelujah. We're talking about we've been redeemed. But when troubles and trials comes, you cave in. Yes, you just weaken in something like that, but you are not overcome. You stand right there and you cry out unto the Lord and you will see the salvation of God that come help you out. Amen. And you will swim out and stand up high because Christ put you there high. Amen. Don't let the devil put punch on you left and right. Amen. Yes, you've been eating hot dog at home, but you come to church like you've been eating steak. Amen. Hallelujah. And nobody knows it. And you've been rejoicing? Yeah. Praise God. I've been eating rice and beans, but thank God. My steak is coming in. Amen? You don't come mowing like, oh, I have not been eating for some 5 days. No. Lift up your heads. Amen? Because you're a redeemer. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise him. Glorify him. You know what? When I was in the hospital, we were in the hospital. I'm telling you, when I speak to the nurses and the doctors, and I just like I know it. But when as soon as they get out of the room, I start praying. I'm just pouring out my complaint to God, and I didn't even know Pastor Psalms 142. And I said, Lord, I know, you know, it's not me, it's, you know, but you, God, you can move things out. You can do things that I don't even know. And I didn't even know I was pouring out in the right source. Hallelujah. Look at what the message this morning. Praise God. The way I know it. The way I receive it. And it's like Jesus Christ rests right there. And speaking to me. And I'm pouring out my complaint. And before you know, I was tired. And go back again. You know? But that's why we do, saints. You stand up. Don't let the devil punch you back and forth. And like you are somebody like, you know. But Christ said, redeem me. Tell the devil. You know? That's the time to fight the good fight of faith. Yeah. Amen. And he said that, let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed and let them be silent in grave. And said, let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous. Is that? No, that's a wrong one. But that was a nice one. That's not what I was reading. Verse 6. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I see. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, there you go. Then the Lord will take me up. Teach me the way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path, because my enemies, and deliver me not over the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are rising up against me, and such as a breath out of cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land. It said, last verse said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, say, waiting on God. It said that... what do you call that one in our Romans 2:7, our favorite? Unto them who by patience continually in well-doing seek for glory and honor, immortality, and eternal lives. So when we're waiting, we're seeking. We're crying unto God for help. So God bless you, saint, and thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Be blessed. Take the word of God with you. Meditate it. Amen.